A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Shabbos 103A, pagination 205. The second half of the page, you'll see the second Mishnah on the page begins at the beginning of a line, about 30 lines from the bottom. Masnisin. Hakosef Shteyosios, a person who writes two letters, Bein Bimino Bein Bismolo, whether with his right hand or with his left hand, Bein Mishem Echad, whether it's the same letter, Bein Mishtei Shemos, whether it's different figures, Bein Mishtei Samonios, whether it's from different inks, Bechol Lashon, in any language, Chayev is in violation. And this is the category called writing, which is one of the 39 categories. Now, in the Mishkan, writing such a small amount, two letters, two figures, was used in order to identify the beams, very good, to make sure that they would continue to interlock. Two major reasons. One is because logistically they wanted to make sure they interlocked, everything was handcrafted and wedged together perfectly, so you want to match it up correctly. And secondly, because the beams that were in greater position, more honorable position, you didn't want to downgrade them when they took the Mishkan down, move to the new location in the desert, you didn't want to put them up in a lesser location. So you identified where they're supposed to be. Just quickly coming to mind, there's an interesting discussion by mezuzahs. If there's such a concern, you take the mezuzahs down to check them. And if you don't keep track of which doorway they are servicing, and then you put them up, could be in a different doorway, is there a concern that perhaps a mezuzah was being used on a door that's clearly obligated biblically? It's like a high-level mitzvah. And now you're putting it by an alcove of some sort that doesn't really have the full Tzuras HaPesach. It's not necessarily a full room, etc. Are you downgrading it? And there are those who are very careful to keep track of where the mezuzah came from. They put it into like a bag with a little piece of paper, so they're keeping track. It's an interesting discussion worthy of note. Now, the Mishnah is saying, if you read this original statement in the Mishnah, the first 2.5 lines, whether you write with your right hand or you write with your left hand, you're going to be in violation, either way. Now, this presents a concern, which I hope we can develop properly, that when a person has to write on Shabbos, in a case of admission to the hospital, for example, there's discussion whether you write with your weaker hand in order to make a less legible, useful writing, and if that downgrades the prohibition such that a person with a medical concern, not life-threatening, you'd be allowed to write in a certain way in order to get them admitted because of your concern and you want testing done, etc. According to the quick read of the Mishnah, whether you write with your right hand or you write with your left hand, it's the biblical violation. There doesn't seem to be much wiggle room here. It's either the biblical and you do it in a life-threatening case, or nothing. That's the quick read of the Mishnah, which the Gemara will back off and elaborate on. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Lo chivu shtei osios l'mishum roshim. The prohibition of writing is really because of making marks. Sheken kosvim al kara sheyamishkan leide ize ben zugo, to know which one matches with which one, as we mentioned, by the beams of the Mishkan. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Yosi's position is to tell you that it doesn't even have to be a letter. It could be any figure. You make a a mark. I'm trying to think of a mark, and I'm realizing that many marks end up being letters in some sort of language. I was going to say a caret, where you just make the line up and the line down, which is essentially an upside-down V.
Mm-hmm. Just a squiggle.
But right? a squiggle that matches with a different squiggle, like a child's game where you're matching up shapes. That's what Rabbi Yossi is introducing. Let's skip to the Gemara, about two lines later. Bishloma ayimin lechayiv. I understand why you're in violation of doing with your right hand, which is typically the stronger hand. Mishum d'derech ksiva bekach, because that's the way of writing. Ela asemol amai, why are you in violation if you do it with your left hand? Ha'in derech ksiva bekach, that's not the normal way of writing. It should be considered a shinui. It's unusual. Rabbi Yirmiya said, oh, be'iter yad shanu. We're talking about a lefty. The Mishnah wants to tell you that with your right hand you could be in violation by a righty. And you could be in violation with your left hand, if you're a lefty. Ask the Gemara, come on, v'tiyavis smoldi deikim min dechulei alma. I could have figured that out. His left hand is like my right hand. V'asmol l'chayiv, he should be obligated on his left hand. Ayimin lo l'chayiv, and on his right hand he should not be in violation. Which you could go back to the Kasha, and maybe he was talking totally about a lefty with the assumption that his right hand should be obligated because that's typically the way it's done. And the Gemara says a righty should be obligated with the right hand, a lefty should be obligated with the left hand, and I would know that. Ela Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Bisholet b'shtei yadav. Our case of the Mishnah was specifically talking about someone who's ambidextrous and is comfortable both with the right hand and with the left hand, and we're being told that he's truly obligated, whether he does it with his right hand, does it with his left hand, and presumably what I would have thought was that he has a dominant hand. Let's figure out which one is dominant. You know, by tefillin, we figure out which one is the dominant hand, and we tell him which hand to put on his tefillin. So why, over here, wouldn't we identify one? And the answer is because Shabbos is that it's effective writing, and this person is capable of being effective with both hands. That's Abaya's position. We continue. Rabbi Yaakov Redevas Yaakov Omar. Rabbi Yaakov says, Hamani Rabbi Yosihi. Really, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Lochivash Tayosi Eselamishim Roshem. He's making an imprint, even if it's with the wrong hand, so to speak, but he's able to make a mark, which can be matched up with the other mark, and a mark is already considered a violation. Ask the Gemara, Vamid de Sefer Rabbi Yosi, Resha Lav Rabbi Yosi, if the end introduces, Rabbi Yosi says, it's because of making a mark. So I guess the first part was not Rabbi Yosi. So how can you say right hand, left hand is all going like Rabbi Yosi? Mm-hmm. The Gemara answers, no, Kula Rabbi Yosi, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says right hand, left hand, and then he explains, because you're making a mark, and you can make a mark with your weaker hand too. Good. Practical halacha, if you would follow this last statement of Rabbi Yaakov, then we're paskening like Rabbi Yosi, not only by marks, but even by writing, and you're signing your name, or you're writing anything, and according to this statement of Rabbi Yaakov, you would be on a biblical violation, whether it's with your right hand or with your left hand. There's very little wiggle room to sign in, perhaps, using your left hand. Just as an aside, very often if you say it's Shabbos, the nurse will sign in on your behalf, just like an incapacitated patient. But just to be aware, is there a case that I could sign using purposely my weaker hand? According to this, Rabbi Yaakov says there's nothing to do because Rabbi Yossi is holding Roshem, and Roshem works even with your weaker hand. The Rambam, however, according to the Magid Mishnah, is paskening like Abaye, that when the Mishnah says right hand, left hand, it's talking about a person who sholet b'shtei yadav, ambidextrous. That means that if I'm not ambidextrous, then there is the room that we're looking for, which is to be able to sign with my weaker hand in these borderline cases where they're going to be difficult and not administer the medical care, and the patient is not life danger, and I want something in between. I want the rabbinic violation that I can do. So then, according to Abaye, Sholet B'Shtei Yadav is the case of righty and lefty being in violation, and otherwise a regular person could indeed sign in an unusual way, including the opposite hand. And that's in fact how Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaso writes it, that if a person does have to sign in, they should sign in using their weaker hand with a kind of scribble, not as legible, not as effective, and that's what the Mishnah means. Whether with your right hand or with your left hand is limited to an ambidextrous person, but any other person can employ that as a shinui. Yeshua, have a great day.